Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here trying to encourage men 5 minutes a day with one nugget to help them in, help you in your walk with God, help you as a man of God, help you in your marriage as we try to make marriage great, right? God has made marriage great. We have captured it, destroyed it, and we need to get back to doing it God's way. Amen. And trying to encourage us with spiritual health this month as we head toward the end of the month, looking at a couple of verses here talking about faith. And I want to spend probably today and tomorrow looking at 2 Peter chapter 1 and these verses that talk about what we need to do with this faith that God has given us. So let me read in the context, starting with verse 3 of chapter 1 of 2 Peter. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promise, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Wow, so there's a lot packed into that, right? So all this stuff that we escape, that God has helped us to escape, God has really plucked us out of and has revealed to us his glory, his excellence, and placed us in a new place. He's given us faith. You believe that God is who He says He is, that Jesus Christ is who He said He is, because God the Father has revealed that to you, not because you're smarter than your neighbor. So just to be clear on that, I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than anybody. I am not, that is for sure. And so He gives us faith. And then in verse 5, He's going to help us walk this out. He says this: for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and with virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective. So they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. Wow, never fall, right? So we need to be growing in our faith. By growing in our faith, we're going to be in a better place. We're going to be better men of God. We're going to have a better marriage. If God blesses us with children, we're going to be better at that. We're going to be better at work. We're going to be these men that other men think, hey, that guy really has it together. And you may not have it all that much more together than that other person. You're just growing in your faith. So let me back up to help us swallow this in the context of what it is. So he tells us, first of all, to make every effort to supplement or to add to or to strengthen your faith with a virtue. And with virtue, knowledge, and knowledge, self-control. So virtue is the qualities of God. God is more interested in your character than He is in your talent. Matter of fact, if you have talent, it's given to you by God, right? So if you have a talent to sing or to play a musical instrument or to write or the gift of wisdom in particular, then that's from God, and how you use it, well, you can use it for your own gain, but don't let it puff up your head, right? Don't get all conceited about it, because God does not like that, right? God loves the humble, and if you're not humble, He will humble you, and that's not a good place to be. So God wants to work on our character, and your character is more valuable to Him than your comfort. So remember that as you go through this day. As you go through this day, how you treat your wife and those things, what is the characteristics of God that you are showing in how you treat your wife, who is greatly loved by God, Or is there a major lack of godly character in how you treat your wife? We'll come back to this in the morning. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.